Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL Milan!
This Walsh.
Sup, dude?
What's up, dude? Monday night.
Yeah,
Palmer Day.
Yeah, there was a match today. I don't know if anyone got any points.
I was like looking at it. It's like, oh, Monday's going to be really quiet, stupid, shitty ass game. No one cares. Nothing's going to happen. Blah, 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 blah. 10-0, whatever, destruction. Palmer.
I just wish Palmer points mattered.
Yeah.
It would make it like a lot more fun.
That matters if you cap.
Yeah, it matters if you cap. Scammers like capped Foden and then got him, had Vice Palmer. But other than that, it was like 1% of teams or something like that.
I mean, I think this is actually the most ever points anyone has ever gotten in 5 weeks in a row in the history of the game, right?
What is the run? Read it.
26, 5, 20, 15, 13. Last five games.
It's almost impossible to get more. If you think about it, right? Like, people have had hat tricks in quick succession. You know, he got 4 and 3, the 26 and the 20. But no, you don't pair that with a 15, a 13, and a 5.
Palmer does.
Well, Cole does.
Yeah. Do you know the thing about him that's very aggravating?
He didn't even get a pen today, somehow.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did.
It's so automatic that you wipe it from your
memory. Yeah.
The celebration with the shivery thing is just so distasteful.
Lame.
Yeah, it's very distasteful.
It's just like stupid. Someone one time was like, bruv, you're fucking Cold Palmer. And he was just like, that's my identity.
I'm going to take that over.
That is completely me.
Yeah. I was thinking back years ago where there was a start he had for City and he was so good, and we were in Discord talking like, holy shit, like,
honestly, I barely fucking really good it.
But I remember very vividly
twice in the 22 season, so it was probably that,
yeah, where he, like, I just remember he had a couple of starts, or one start, where it was just like end of the season, garbage time, huge rotation, and he was just running the game, and we were like, oh my god, he's so good.
Yeah, he played 90 in both games, in game week 37-38, put up monster numbers, and was just great.
Yeah.
And
here he is coming to real life. I mean, it's,
by all accounts, Pep was like, I wanted to keep him, and Palmer just wanted guaranteed time and didn't want to have to like fight a million City guys every week to get playing time.
Yeah, I mean, I get both sides, because I also just don't really see how he would fit into a Pep team, because he has no pace on the wings, and
he'd have to play midfield, but he can't really press or anything.
Yeah, but he doesn't defend. Yeah, he doesn't press. He jogs and he doesn't defend, so it's like he needs to float. And, you know, with Pep, like, there is no position for him, really. Track bully positions, but ultimately, you know, he's not going to be like Foden, where he plays, you know, he's the main man. And
yeah,
he goes to Chelsea, and he is.
You're not giving Pep enough credit, right? Like, he would find a way. If he's this good, he'll find a way to be like, okay. I mean, he does it with Haaland every fucking day of his life, right?
But that's almost as like, they would have to not have Haaland. Like,
yeah,
he would have to play
Haaland.
He would have
him.
To play false nine in his system.
It's really
basically.
Tough. That's tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
because Haaland is the luxury player that does nothing, and he can't have more than one of them. So
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it's Palmer's world that how we occupy.
How many points? Someone wrote after we were talking about it, how, like, if, is he the best, like, cheap asset of all time? And someone wrote in and was like,
yeah,
Mahrez scored like 240 or something like that. No. Right?
But this pro rate, this, it's, he's the top midfielder in the game now.
I know. I was going to say, he, like, he 240 is. Seemed very far away in like game week 27. Yeah,
he's
going to
eclipse that easily.
And then he went 13, 15, 25, 26.
Dude, what? He didn't start till game week 8. He missed like a quarter of the season.
Still 7 games left.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, at this point, I'm like definitely triple capping him in 35.
Yeah, I think
it's. I mean, it's ridiculous. The inevitability. At this point.
The inevitability feels extraordinarily high for Palmer. You just want to, it's like a Miggy Almiron-esque hot streak that you want to just fucking ride he's as hard
unbelievable.
As you can.
He's actually unbelievable.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous. All right, how'd your week go? Speaking of
bad. Ridiculous. It went really bad. Really fucking bad. Do you know who's good at evading debts? Ivan Toney.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There are no debts that Ivan Toney owes to me that will be repaid to the Bank of Walsh. I absolve him of his debts from this day forward, and he will no longer plague my FPL team. I thought there was nothing he could do to get out of my team, and I was dramatically wrong. This was the thing.
How many
that
times
had to
a season
happened.
do you, the general you, captain a do not play?
Probably once, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like max one. Like, yeah. The average is under one.
Well, this was a more unique one. Usually, whenever
he's
that
100%
does happen,
fit.
Yeah, that is like, it's a surprise injury, like, yeah. Not in the squad. I mean, he was straight up fit, sitting on the bench, their best player, just not even getting close to the pitch.
Yeah.
Made 5 subs. None of them were him. So, I mean, I don't give a shit about Brenham. They could go down for all I care and go down to like League 2. But clearly there's something behind the scenes.
There's something going on.
Yeah, there's something.
I feel
very...
like it's either a rift with Frank or it could just come from the owner. It's just like, we're 100% selling him. Don't play him. We need the money from the sale. You know, we're staying up because they're safe now after that win. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's fucking
weird.
That feels
far-fetched to me. But ultimately, it doesn't matter. Something's going on. I don't even know if I want to. I almost started to type a postmortem about Toney, and I don't think I could. I couldn't bring myself to it. But I mean, doing Watkins to Toney some 15, 10 game, 12 game weeks ago wasn't my best move. I've done better moves.
I'm writing it down right now.
I've done better moves than that. Let's just put it that way. And so, yeah, and I mean, I didn't think about Vice really at all. Just because
Vice Kev. But I think Vice Kev was fine. I don't think, like, hindsight's 20/20, but like, if you viced Kev, if you told me, like, I'm putting my vice on Kev just in case Toney doesn't play, I would have been like, yeah, Kev's a great cap.
Yeah.
And he performed like a great cap. He easily could have had 3 15. Assists or something like that.
Yeah, he could have had a 15 point or something like that. So
I don't think it was wrong.
Didn't work. You know, a lot of things didn't work over here at the inn, but what you could do.
Gvaart saved you from like a true disaster.
Yeah. The Gvaartening.
The late 12.
Yeah, the Gvaartening at the stoppage time death was very nice. And so I finished on 57. You know, red arrow all around the board.
Yeah, you're down around 80K. I'm down around 60K. I barely did better than you. I got 61. I capped Mo. You know, my guy didn't get a pen this week, so I made the wrong pen choice.
You know. At least you had Haaland there too.
At least I have Haaland, and obviously Regs, one of the best picks in the game. 8-pointer, no problem.
Easy.
And then everyone else blanked except Palmer, who everyone owns, and Dom, who got a 7-pointer. 2 zeros in my team this week. Pretty rare.
Yeah. Well, 3 if you want to count Queeve. But yeah, you didn't do so hot over there. You got a lot of people got...
He didn't play, blanks. So it's different. Yeah. But you know, to blanks. Get an auto sub 0 for my keeper, and then Gabriel 0 is just...
It's not how you draw it up.
Not really the plan, we don't have our cup draws yet for
the thing. So we don't know
if
there are any ties. I got fucking obliterated.
Dude,
the guy I was playing...
murdered. He had Bruno...
What the fuck has Bruno?
And it's someone else,
he had
right?
Bruno. I mean, I just saw Bruno. I was like, fuck off. Are you kidding me?
Bruno Brace. Yeah.
Bruno. I just see this. I'm just like, what the fucking actual fuck? How did he progress this far with Bruno and his team? That was
He's
my main question.
He's a fucking genius.
And I was like, go back to like, look that out. But I was like, God. So I won't, neither of us will win our own competition for the. However
every
many years
year
we've been
running,
doing this running
in a row. Yeah.
This was the farthest updates. I've ever gotten though by
a lot. You had momentum on your side. Like you were really starting to do something there, but
Tony, man.
One bad
Tony.
Week. Yeah, that'll do it for you. Yeah. April Mug Leaders, two double game weeks to go. Andrew Kim, aka Chicken Parm Brigade, tied with Matt Tucker, aka Viennese Espionage. Gustav Landmark in second, aka Mr. Sheffield United in third place, Michael Hanna, aka the Lion Rampant, public league leader, Jack Bones, of course, Jack the Lad. Nar did not overtake him this week.
Oh yeah, for dude, the Jack lead Lad in the public was league. Doing all his emojis in Twitter, what's it called? Discord. You know, he's got so many of them. He's just sitting there after all his guys got all the points. He's like, oh, triple Liverpool players, triple Arsenal, they're all gonna fuck me. They didn't do a fucking thing. And I was just sitting
No
one did anything. And I was just like, oh my God, Jack Ladd sitting there with like the fleckening, the
Fleck,
most shit stain.
Gvard, Captain Holland. He also has Isak, Dom.
Hilarious. It was hilarious. Like
The Sunday results, home teams lost. All home teams didn't score a goal.
Yeah.
Liverpool, West Ham, Arsenal.
Maybe this is the week that Jack Ladd actually builds the shelves for his girlfriend, for her dolls.
For the dolls, yeah.
It could be this week.
You should. We'll see Jack on Friday.
That should be the commemoration of the Sunday events.
No one has any idea what we're talking about except
we
for
do.
The
we know.
20 live streamers.
Let's not get carried away. It's more like 8, but yeah. If you know, you know.
What do you want to talk about?
I mean, we already touched a little bit on Palmer. I don't feel like we need to go ad nauseum on that, do we? Like,
I mean, we didn't even get a question about him because that's how unanimously owned he is. You know, it's not even like really that interesting. I mean, Mishka was the only one. He said, Palmer, thoughts on Palmer if he's startable versus Arsenal. So I guess that is maybe the only thing that has changed is people are like, maybe I want to keep Palmer. Maybe I want to have Palmer my free hit team, even though he's single game week against Arsenal. I mean, near Palmer on my free hit. Like he will never make it into my 11.
Yeah, that's fair. I was going to do the Eze diddling with Palmer, and I am 1,000,000% not doing that now.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like,
fair.
After watching the chaos that ensued today and then just thinking a little bit, I took a little bit of a backpedaling to just looking at what Arsenal has on their horizon. And you know, I mean, they have the midweek game, which is their season life on the line, and then they play Wolves away on Saturday, and then they play Arsenal on Tuesday with 2 days off, and I'm sorry, Chelsea on Tuesday with two days off. Chelsea don't play again until fucking 8 days off.
I've been saying this for weeks. Bayern away, 2 days off, Wolves away, 2 days off, Chelsea home.
Yeah,
so fucking brutal. I mean, and their defense back-to-back games has not been so good.
Yeah, I mean, they're like...
But I'm in free hit,
Gallagher.
No fucking way.
No, that's fine. But I'm saying from a regular person,
normal team,
like me or everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, Ndot, Gallagher, like they're going to be boising all over the place. And Arsenal, I even if they win the next two games, say they beat Wolves, they beat Bayern, they advance... They're not going to be, you know, fucking going nuts that game on Tuesday. They're going to try and just lick their wounds and just get out of there with like a 1-0. I mean, they're just not going to be up for the races. So I feel like Palmer's
possible.
A really good start.
That's the thing. It's just not possible. We're not. This has nothing to do with the quality of Arsenal. They're fucking amazing. They're maybe the best team in the league. But it's just not possible to like high press, maniac shit, dominate for 90 minutes. With 2 days off, 2 days off, 2 days off. It's just not possible. Yeah. And that's what they're going to try and do. I agree. I mean, And Chelsea, I mean, they, like, I don't know. I haven't really seen many teams that may be on the bus. Maybe West Ham is the only downing of tools, but Chelsea definitely are not. To, you know, what if you want to give Poch any credit for anything? I mean, they're on a pretty good run of playing pretty well and getting some good results, and you know,
they're too young, dumb, and full of cum to go on the beach. Yeah. Honestly,
it's true.
And they're also
fighting over the pens today. Did you see that shit?
Oh, that was just ridiculous.
What the fuck is going on?
I mean,
man.
And dude, Ndot, he's a fucking Neanderthal. He's too. So stupid. He's the dumbest person I've ever seen.
He is good though.
The one thing that you could look at, which would put a little negative on Palmer's, I mean, there is a world where he rotates heavily for the Wolves game, like where he does play.
Arsenal,
like
you mean.
No, I mean for like to bench Palmer or whatever. He could sit, you know, 5 or 6 and play.
Yeah,
a very hybrid AB team for the Wolves game, and then go strong against Chelsea. In which case, it would dent, you know, the appeal of the Chelsea guys. But
I mean,
I think
you kind
just
of
at
have to
point,
assume he will. Didn't he? Was it the Luton game? Yeah, it was the Luton game, right? Where he did rotate a lot, right? It was.
I can't be fucked. To
yeah,
do
that,
that
was the game. Saka wasn't in the squad, right? So the wings were Tross and Reese. Partey started.
Yeah,
Smith Rowe started. You know, fucking Rice. No, you know, so like. And they'll probably
he could throw
win
one of those in.
They'll probably still win.
Yeah, I mean, at Wolves isn't the gimme that home Luton Knights was
no,
at that stage of the season.
But he has to rotate really at some point.
Well, yes and no. You know, we don't know. We don't know the fitness of the players, and you know, after this, they are very streamlined till the end of the season. Every game matters. Like he might just try and ride them until they die, because I mean, if you're stressing the player where there's a bend, might try and bend, don't break. What's the worst case scenario? That they break and then you lose them for 3 games. Like, I mean, it's not like, even if they have a 4-month injury or whatever, right? It's a little bit of a different equation, I think, that they're dealing with. It's not getting 10, but we'll see. But yeah, and Palmer just feels like, I'm just like, fucking whatever.
I'm
not,
you know what? I'm going
to
bite
it.
The bullet and look up when the Champions League semifinals are. Because I'm going to be arsed and look it up. So it's April 30th and May 7th. So if they get through, what does that mean? That means
between 35 and 36.
Oh my God. And they have North London Derby on Sunday, April 28th. So then, Jesus Christ.
See. Might have to be using a squad over there. The arse casting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens for sure.
I don't know. Maybe we should continue on Arsenal. I mean, well, I guess my question, one of my questions for you is just like, double Arsenal on free hit or double Arsenal attack or double Arsenal defense on free hit? Like, I'm not sure which way I'm leaning there. I'm definitely going to have 3.
Yeah, it's difficult to, and we don't, I mean, we are because we're podcasting, but without having the Champions League information is just nonsense, kind of. So we have to see that and what comes out. But
I mean, at the same time, I almost want to, like, this is like a Dr. Brad thing from like preseason, but it's like, I feel like I should set my priors to like, what am I even looking for in the Champions League game? Because we know basically what the 11 is going to be. So, you know, like, that's the 11, and then
it's the fitness.
Maybe they'll make some subs at 80, depending on what's going on in the game, and I don't know if that much is actually going to even change, you know, aside from an injury or something. But
I mean, I'm more inclined to put defenders in, just because I think that the other defenders in the game are a lot worse than punting on other attackers for the double. I mean, I haven't looked at a free hit team, but just, you know, I mean, I have to make a decision, and, like, I have Tony, and I'm like, there's not a forward I fucking want at all. Like, I mean, I have Darwin and Mateta, and other than the two of them, I mean, there really isn't like a third guy. So it's like, you know, and there isn't one on Arsenal obviously either, but the midfield's pretty, there are at least 5 midfielders that you'd want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I think
like
so.
Kai, like,
it's,
I think
kind
it's
of
like,
been the story all season is the defenders, the difference in quality in the defenders is where you want to go.
I mean, Kai just, plus 2 is probably where I would go.
It's bad clean sheet fixtures, I do have to say. It's really bad. And Wolves and Chelsea both score most games. short rest, you know.
Yeah, but like at Brighton was a bad clean sheet fixture. They did it. I mean, they've kept cleans.
Yeah, they're
clean
great. Sheet.
Yeah, so it's just tough because they're also, you know, they're going to have a siege mentality where you don't know what that looks like, and maybe they will kind of find some, you know, mental fortitude and look good. It just, like, where are you going in defense? You know, I mean, there just aren't, other than Palace, which, you know, we're bad, and you don't want to have more than one at the most.
I mean,
there aren't any other good defenders.
We got questions about this. I mean, you've all said, who's the best defender for Gaming 34? Not on Liverpool or Arsenal. Colin said, Alan Rabo, talk to me. Boulder said, which Palace defender's the pick for the double? Mitchell's heat map shows him much more attacking than Munoz. That's weird. I guess he got forward for the one assist for Liverpool.
Yeah, it was probably that one pass, and then it's like that one dot on the map.
Yeah, Munoz is like in the final third the whole game.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so the answer to that question is Munoz.
Yeah, I definitely like him for to answer both questions.
Yeah. I mean, I still, you know, Liverpool two aways, like...
Well, Liverpool is just like...
Who do you want? You don't want any... Who do you want? You don't want any of them.
For like almost a month now, the defense just, no matter what, they're going to concede first. I mean, I'm printing units by just betting we'll concede first in every game. And they do.
Yeah.
They just play badly for the first 15 minutes, and then they play really well and dominate most teams.
About how often they, I think it was 20 games this year,
20
gone
games
down 1-0.
Or something like that. It's fucking insane.
It's crazy.
It's like,
yeah, I mean, you and I are like, you are standing on Liverpool cleans while I'm shitting all over that, and I'm standing on City cleans while you shit all, and we're both
and neither right clean at, ever.
We're opposite right in the regard, like yeah. Kuivening, I was looking at Kuivening just because he didn't start, and I was like, oh, like, what's he been doing? Dude, one clean in 8 games. All of his starts,
and it was the first game.
Clean.
It was the first game.
It wasn't. It was NFO.
Wait, wasn't Burnley it the first
didn't,
game?
Didn't clean Burnley 3-1.
Oh, okay, that was the first one.
And
it must have been the first one I had him or something, because I wildcarded him in, started him. Yeah, that was the week I wildcarded. That's why it feels that way. I wildcarded him, started him, 9-pointer, boom, amazing pick. I'm fucking great at this game.
Yeah.
3-2, 3-2, do not play.
Yeah, just and like, the thing God. Even about it that's more astonishing is the fixture run. Burnley, Brentham, Luton, NFO, City, Brighton, Sheffield, Man United. One clean. One.
It's insane. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, so I wouldn't have a Liverpool defender, long and short of it. I wouldn't have Trent. I wouldn't have any of them.
Because there's, again, such bad options. And yeah, Rabo's been actually playing really well. Trent, it's like, I can't really figure out what world he starts both games. That just seems impossible. He wasn't ready for a single minute versus Atalanta, forced to sub on because Bradley gets injured. And then they have like game, 2 days, game, 2 days, game, 2 days, game, 2 days. There's just no way. That's like asking for a year long, like devastating injury if he plays. But,
well,
I think Senesi
probably doesn't care that much about that. But
Senesi's back, baby. He owes me. Talk about debts.
Talk about debts. Yeah,
Senesi fucking owes me. He fucked meanwhile, me so hard.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Zabarn's gonna probably get another fucking 20-pointers double.
Damn it, Zabarn. Yeah, maybe I should 5-headed and go Zabarn's, even though Senesi's just such a better pick still.
But it's still I don't know what other defense. I mean, thinking that they're gonna clean at Wolves is ridiculous to me still.
Who, Bournemouth?
Yeah, like keeping an away clean sheet, that team feels like that's
at
not
Villa,
possible
at
to me.
Wolves, it just is really bad. So who's, I mean, because we also have to choose a keeper, us free hitters. And like, I think Dean Hendo's terrible, but Palace are kind of good.
No, I think that's a reasonable shout. So I think Hendo's reasonable. Yeah, I think Hendo's very reasonable.
Yeah. Might be Raya, honestly.
Yeah, Raya. Like, I think it's like you pick your Arsenal guys. I think Henderson's in there with the Stones throw. You know, maybe like Saw, like he could keep cleans. They could keep Humbornness clean.
Yeah.
I think that's possible. You know, he could get like 9 points with a clean and save points in the other game. I mean, they only have like 3 cleans all year.
Maybe so it's just Allison. You know. Right? Even in years when Liverpool are bad, he's always the highest scoring keeper, right? He gets so many saves and bonus.
Yeah, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Might be good. I like that.
Yeah. Allison seems good. Yeah, definitely like that. Suddenly, I mean, I'm sure we'll come on to, maybe we'll just come on to Liverpool now, but
yeah, let's do it.
Oof, I mean, Jota back, Darwin doing the normal Darwin things he does every game, Gakining looking again really good in a sub appearance. All of a sudden, you know, who's starting an attack is very, very questionable.
I'll tell you who's starting. It's like whoever didn't play the last game, that's who's starting. Right. That's perhaps, what is
perhaps.
You know, 48 hours in between games, he wants to keep these guys fit. I mean, maybe Mo starts both, but probably no one else. I mean, like between Darwin, Diaz, Jota, Gakpo, I mean, probably not. Maybe Harvey gets a game, something like that, but just can't really. I mean, we'll see. Maybe the Thursday lineup will just be fucking 11 Jadon Danses, but traditionally that's not what Klopp does. He goes for the comeback, goes for the win, tries to advance, go. I expect him to go full strength totally in that game. So,
well, yeah. But it's more like that between Mo, Diaz, Jota, Darwin, Gak. I mean, there's 3 from 5. Like, we're back to them being fully fit and us having no idea what's happening with Mo, you know? I mean, Mo's at the right so wing.
Off.
Yeah, this but
looks
it's
so off.
But he's still not going to just bench him. Like,
yeah,
so
no,
I think it's, yeah, I mean, it's more like, you know, 2 from 4 between Darwin, Diaz, and Jota. And that doesn't inspire a lot of confidence for picking an FPL guy, obviously.
No, it makes it really hard. And I mean, that was Bolter's question, you know, about Diaz's minutes. And then Ethical said, is Liverpool just a sell? I don't know. Wouldn't go that far. Still definitely going to have 3 of them.
Well, it's hard because I haven't really seen the text. Like, I haven't seen a team where I would advise, like, that's the sell, because typically you have other things that you could do more advantageously. But I mean, other than Mo, there isn't a good pick. Like, there isn't someone that you're like, oh, I want Darwin for the rest of the year, definitely. You're like, oh, no, this is a problem. Diaz, like, no, this is probably a problem. And
Diaz,
you know,
that was a weird sub, right? I mean,
well, I mean, no one was playing well. I don't know who the problem was or what the problems were. It was just kind of like everybody. But,
really? I felt like
Diaz,
after 20 minutes, like, most people were playing well and Liverpool were just absolutely dominating, but couldn't score.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Diaz has been their best player for a while, I think. The best attacker for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe it was just a blip, but he's going to stay and keep his spot for the rest of the year. I mean, I have more hopes for him than I do for some, like Darwin, for example.
Yeah, but, you know, I think he's definitely higher expected minutes or whatever you want to call it.
I expect him to play more.
Between the two.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely question marks, and, you know, the fixtures aren't easy. I mean, it's Western, Spurs.
There's not a single
Zilla,
easy
Wolves.
Game.
Yeah, there are no bottom 5 teams there left in the other than Everton, which is
Everton, but that's a derby.
Yeah, it's a derby. It's whatever. But
I mean,
it's the double.
Honestly, West Ham is probably the easiest fixture, just looking at it.
And it's away, which is
from the perspective
know,
of like it. Their down tools, like starting fucking dumb players, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Bowen's hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah. But it's still an away game, you know. I mean, it's still not. Yeah. So, I mean, I do think Liverpool are a sell, like broadly speaking, but I don't think that you want to do it now, you know?
Right, right, right. Yeah. It's going to be so hard to pick Liverpool guys, honestly. I mean,
I think it's just Mo.
I mean, I might go Allison.
Well, yeah. Oh, you're saying for your free hit.
Might go Diaz. Yeah, yeah, for my free hit, like this week. Right, because you mentioned the forwards also, right? It's like, okay, there's like Cunha, Dom, Beto.
Mateta, dude.
McBurney, Mateta, Darwin, or Jesus. Those are the starting forwards.
It's not Jesus. Yeah.
You know, it's really hard to pick two, let alone three. I mean, maybe it's a single game weaker. Like maybe that's the actual smart move. You know, maybe it's fucking Holland, or maybe it's Hoyland, home chef you or something. And I just, you know, that's the genius move there, because half of these guys aren't even fucking nailed to start both games, and they're not very good picks either. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah. We need to see all the mid. I mean, it's just, it's.
Yeah, the mid games are all big.
We need to see everything happen, and we can do more on Thursday pod.
We got Palace questions, though, who we don't need to see more from. Parma said Olise or Mateta.
Don't play again.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Parma said Olise or Mateta. Yuval and Brian said Olise or Eze as a 1 week punt. And then Bolter said, is Liverpool mid still the way to go for the double, or should I look at Eze instead? So, yeah, I mean, I fucking love Eze. I think he's nailed in my team. I've been like salivating over this moment for Eze in my team for a while. So
he's, you haven't had him all year, right?
All I've done is talk about how good he is all year, not only. Yeah. So this is the time. But what about Olise? What about Mateta?
Well, I mean, Mateta looks in really good nick right now. I will say that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the most, I think, bizarre player that Palace have gotten since I've watched football, or like since I've been like a Palace fan or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, his career with us over the last few years has been such peaks and valleys, like mostly valleys, but he looked like he was just not a player. And over the course of the last like 3 months, where he played, this is the first real consistent run he's played. Like he's played like 15, 12 games where he just started striker every game.
Yeah.
Every other year, or ever since we got him, he would play like two games, sit for a month, like play a game, sit for 3 weeks.
Edward,
play
a game. And shit.
Yeah, Edward. Like, and he's fucking good. Like he's just a handful. He presses. His fitness is deceptively pretty good. Like he's generally pressing till the end of the game. And I mean, he has limbs everywhere, and he has this flair, and
he's some, so limmy.
Yeah, I mean, limbs, like crouch limbs everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, he misses good chances, what striker doesn't. But he has sometimes just like the touch of an angel where he just brings it down and it's just like, oh my God, like what? Like how can you, someone your size, do that? And he like sometimes he dances with the ball. Like he kind of does everything. And I've been loving watching him, and I thought I would never say that. Like I've been very.
You hated him, and then you transferred him in, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, what?"
Yeah,
and then he's been great, like every game, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was very negative on him basically since we got him. I mean, since I saw him at the beginning, and you know, he's just a really good striker. I mean, this is the kind of thing where it's like, I think we just re-signed him for another year or two or something like that, but where it's like, we aren't going to upgrade on this. Like, this is the best striker we could hope to get, like a club like Palace, honestly, in terms of like the profile and the wage and the transfer fee. And he's good. He's just good. You know what I mean? He's there. He's available. He presses. He's in the box. His movement's okay. He's a handful. Like, he's just been great. So
yeah, he's been really good. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he should just keep playing well. And Glasner, right? Like the Liverpool game. I mean, not playing Jaiu, it's so difficult to properly explain how slow he makes the team progress when he plays. Like
no
how
Jaiu,
many touches?
No Ward. I feel like you have like a direct line to Glasner, and he's just doing everything you dream.
No,
of,
I mean,
of
but
a manager
at the
doing.
Same time, dude, when he was playing Ward as right-sided center back, he was good.
Yeah, he was fine.
Yeah, like. That's fine. You know, you're not negatively affecting the team when you're doing that. But with Jaiu, it's like the amount of touches, the amount of side, literal, like horizontal dribbling to fall down to take a foul, like it doesn't work at all when we're trying to score a goal.
Move the ball quickly to one of the two good players and score a goal. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's great when we're trying to time waste, but when it's nil-nil or any other score line, like it's horrendous. Yeah. And not having him play, like watching Olise and Eze played so far forward. Like watching Olise, Eze, and Mateta, you know, just in the like front line of pressing and just being available. It's good, dude. Like, we're gonna be, I think, really good next year. I mean,
this this is almost a post-mortem moment for like
underpriced.
Maybe all these guys are gonna be underpriced.
They're definitely gonna be underpriced.
Like, how could they not be, right? Like, they're on seven cleans. Like, they've been, Eze, at least they've been injured most of the season. You know, Eze's gonna break 100 points. Elise probably won't because he's probably going to
be
hurt again.
Here, but we'll have to see about
that. Yeah, right. But like, you know, there's a lot of guys that are, they're going to have a 4-5 keeper. They're going to have 4-5 defenders. Eze is going to be very affordable. You know, Mateta is going to be affordable.
Like Eze, Elise, Mateta, Munoz, goalkeeper. Like there are more than three picks on this team.
Yeah.
And we get Decore back. I mean, we all of a sudden, our 11 is top half.
Decore's been out for the fucking season, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, our 11 is top half.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Lasner, I think. Yeah. And he gets a transfer window. I mean, he just took over a fucking boy team. Like, he doesn't even have his guys. He hasn't had time to instill, like, the pressing system. Like, there's all kinds of good
and that's the thing. Is
vibes.
Like, we've been training for a month or so with him and he's been playing like three at the back, like weird shit. Yeah. But like this was the first game where we like imposed ourselves on the game and it was just like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like, and we had Will Hughes was playing. He can't fucking move. Like that's, I'm just imagining like, okay.
Wharton is so good.
Yeah, Wharton's good. But I'm just like, okay, Will Hughes, you're out. Like Ducore is in that spot. Yeah. Like, and I'm just like, theory crafting, like where can this go? Lerma everywhere. Like I'm just like, oh shit! Like this is good. You know, this could work.
Back on the menu. You're saying,
yeah. It's good. It's good. But I mean, Olise next week is not good. Like he's not.
No.
Best case, it's 120.
Bad pick for the double.
Not bad, but I think it's best case 120. Like he starts both, and they're 60 minute kind of games.
Yeah.
Worst case, it's like 90 minutes where he starts a game and then he gets subbed early and then he subs on the next game, which feels most likely to me. Like if I had to bet, that's what I would think would happen.
Must be said, these fixtures are worth attacking. Like,
yeah, they are.
Eze, Mateta, both very likely in my free hit team, I would say. Exciting. Yeah, definitely exciting. And fucking Rafi said, what are your thoughts on Eze as a cap?
Love it. I think it's great. Mateta, I mean, I'm on Mateta cap right now.
I was about to ask you, because you're obviously not going to cap Mo, because he's going to be the chalk. Mateta. I mean, I had a little on the way home, and I was like, all right, Mo has been playing like absolute dog shit. First of all, he got the longest injury of his career, comes back, looks actually great, double returns in a sub appearance, gets injured again.
Do you know
back.
What else with Mo?
He's been looked terrible every game. Yeah, go ahead.
He's never been this old before.
Never been this old. Never been this injured. And looked bad in it pretty much every game. It kind of reminds me of that season when like we held Mo and other people had Mane. And we were like, no. Mo's going to come good. Mo's going to come good. And he just never did until next season. But I'm like, what am I doing capping Mo? And then if I make the decision to not cap Mo, like should I even have Mo is like the game theory question that I pose to you, because I'm like, what am I? I'm 270k. Like what? I have to like at some point either just the season will peter out and I'm whatever, I finished 200k or something, or should I try for a rank that I'm proud of?
This ain't it. You gotta, I think you still have Mo, you just don't cap him.
Have but don't cap.
Yeah.
I mean, just
if
feels
you have to pick your spots. Like it's not a bet. Like because you're basically also looking at Mo or the fifth best mid.
Yeah, I know.
Like that's the comparison point, right? Because you're gonna have the other four. One. It's like that.
I'm not
that
saying
doesn't.
It's, it's advised, but I'm saying, like, is this the risk I want to take? Maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, do you start Palmer or bench him when he's home Everton? It's like,
well, if you have Muniz and Brennan Johnson, then you start Muniz and Brennan Johnson.
This is shades of that.
I know, but that's Palmer, what I mean, in the greatest scoring run of his of anyone's life in the history of the game. So I'm just saying there's a little bit.
I'm getting shades of that. You know, that's all.
That's why I ask you the tough questions, because I know you'll give it to me straight.
All right, doggy. All right.
So, Joao Phoenix said, outside of Arsenal, Liverpool mids, and Eze, what other mids do you like for the double on a one-week punt? I'm clutching at straws. Looking at Hammer.
Well, BBD, your guy. Go on.
BBD, baby.
Go, baby.
He's good. He's been good in every game I've seen him play for Chef U. I'm serious. He's actually good.
Footballing ability good.
Good. And he has two banger fixtures, two bottom three defenses. He's home Burnley, at Man United. And yeah, he's a good pick. He's just a good pick.
Bottom three defenses.
I'm not like taking the piss. I've been saying this. I say this every week.
I know, but it's
and then
so
they play
fucking funny.
And they confirm everything I say.
Add,
it's fucking
they
insane.
Stack the stats every week. It's just so funny that's in the that sentence is said.
It's just unbelievable. And this guy still has a job.
Yeah.
I mean, still getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah. I mean, you're having him in your free hit team, right?
I should, because I rate him so highly.
And they're playing two bottom three defenses in the
league. I also really
week.
Like saying BBD. I just think it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Get in.
Yeah.
But all right. Other mids? Who would you go for on your if you were free hitting in that world or 1 week punting
or
whatever?
I'm still looking at, like, I think Kai is a defo.
Kai is a pick. Yeah. But he Kai's said other than Arsenal, Liverpool, and then it gets really sticky. It's like fucking McNeil. Or like fucking Sarabia?
It's certainly not McNeil. Sarabia, I mean, the pens are somewhat attractive. I think you could talk me into that.
Yeah.
And Eze, I think, is very obvious. I mean, I don't know why we have to like omit. Like, I feel like maybe it is just the liver. Like, maybe Diaz is just worth it. Like, maybe he does.
Yeah, probably.
Both.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but
all
I'm
of a sudden,
this
how
is
many
a
spots
team
do we have
that has like no available spots on Arsenal?
Like no
Liverpool.
Wiggle room for those.
Yeah,
spots. I see what you're saying.
And has Eze already or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean that. I don't actually
Kluivert,
know.
Kluivert, maybe? I mean, Kluivert's been hot.
He's actually been playing really well. Really well, yeah.
And those are going to be probably counterattacking fixtures for them, where he might be able to get doing some Kluiverting.
Yeah.
What's his run, basically? He's been
good eye test lately, and he seems to be like a good little finisher.
His three returns and threes. I mean, he doesn't play that much. It's kind of aggravating.
He starts most games, but he's maybe not going to start both of these I think fair to say. I mean, Sarabia is a little interesting to me. I mean,
he's just
definitely start both, but he'll sub off early in both.
They're both home. I don't know if Cunha back and Wang looks like he's in and around, like maybe he won't have pens anymore, which is not great for him because pens are great.
It's a tough one. I mean, I just
maybe
think,
Elise
like,
is worth it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say. Is like, I'm Jack will fill us in on Friday on what the template free hit teams are, I'm sure. But like, I feel like everyone's going to have Mo, Saka, Eze, 100%. And then like,
Kai
is going to be the next guy or Elise. And I feel like no one is going to be on BBD or Sarabia or any of the aforementioned guys.
Saka is just crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Yeah. If they get a pen, it's the right pick. If they don't get a pen, it's the wrong pick.
Yeah.
Story of the fucking season.
I mean, it seems like 3-5-2 is the formation, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
What forwards are even good? Mateta? And Darwin's not going to start both games. If he was, I'd have him.
I think that is the two that you got to go for, though.
Honestly. I think there's no other forward.
Yeah. I mean, I there you kind say of is that, no other and forward. I take Dom. Your point.
Ugh. Dom is going to start both, which I cannot say for any other forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, maybe Dom over Dar.
He's good.
I mean, I do kind of expect Darwin to start both. Like, I think he did it's not just play like, well against Palace, but...
The way I would word it is, I'm pretty sure Darwin's going to start at least two of the next four. The problem is I just have no idea which two.
Well, this is the Thursday is going to be a big deal. Like, if Gakpo starts Thursday and Darwin doesn't, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Because, look, the one thing that we can say about this is, you know, the last couple of games haven't gone well for your team. We know that, obviously. He has, for 6 months, had Darwin ahead of Gakpo on the pecking order. Not even remotely close. Not shakeable.
He still is. Yeah.
He still is. So, you know, I mean, I think that that matters a lot. And, you know, I mean, we'll see the Thursday. But, yeah, I mean, I still think that Darwin... Yeah, you know, I think he probably will start both, and you know, maybe he'll just sub early if he's not doing well or something like that. You know,
yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, he's been quote unquote bad, and he has like 6 returns in his last 7 starts or something like that. I mean, he still just basically returns every game. You know, good pick. 22 returns just... and 21 starts.
Yeah, I mean, this is another postmortem. I mean, this is back to like, I think, contextualizing this season with years past, like the returns and the rate of games for the returns are good. But when you look at the actual numbers, like his history is 2-5-6.
Yeah, 2-5-5-0-5-6.
He's performing like he's Pookie. Like he's getting Pookie returns.
Okay. Pookie doesn't have 11 and 11. What are you talking about?
But dude, he has 126 right now. He has 126 points. Well, that's right now. What because did Pookie he's got? Not like 150.
Nailed. But that's because like, he has 1,800 minutes. You know, that's why, though. You know, like he's started 21 games and we're saying, you know, he has 22 returns. He hasn't started 32 games. Like other, you know, the other.
Yeah, but players. I mean, how many games? I mean, you're saying he starts, he doesn't start. I mean, I don't give a shit how many games he starts. It's 126 points in the season. He subs on every game he didn't start for the most part. I mean, how many zeros? He has 2 zeros all year. So, I mean, you have him as a pick.
I know, but you're saying he returns like fucking Pookie is just absolutely absurd. What are you talking about?
That's how many points he has.
Pookie started every game.
Yeah. But they're both going to get like 150 points. Like he's going to get like 150 points this year, probably. Maybe a little higher. We'll see.
And he'll do that in 1,000 less minutes.
Yeah, but the points are the same. He's returning at the same.
No, it's not returning at the same. I mean, his total will be the same, but he wasn't starting, right? I mean, how does that not matter? How do minutes not matter?
Because he's still coming off the bench. Like, it's not like he missed 2 months, so he wasn't in our team. Like, if you had him and you're starting him in the game, like, some games he doesn't start, some games he starts, but, like, overall, like, he's in your fucking in your 11, and he's getting this point total.
Well, no one had him at the beginning of the season when he wasn't starting.
And that's when he had all of his hauls. Game week 10 and previous.
One of them, yeah.
Two of the three, because he's
two
shit.
Of the three. Dude, what are you talking about? You just hate him, so it's not. I mean, it's funny how like everyone hates him so much, and all anyone talks about is him so much. And he didn't miss one of the fucking 8 best chances that Liverpool had against Palace.
Yeah, they all fell to other guys. Chances, but yeah.
I know, but everyone's fucking like blaming him on the internet for that game, and I'm like, dude, what? The fuck is happening? All the good chances fell to every other player other than him. It's just a weird thing where everyone just hates him.
It's and I understand you're like you're a Liverpool supporter and we both think he has a lot of qualities and we overlap in some ways but we diverge in a lot of other ways on him and it's still hard for me to wrap my head around him of just like yes, I agree with you that a lot of there were a lot of good chances that fell to other players, but like he hasn't, other than the Newcastle game when he subbed on and did the things in like in August, like he hasn't been like a match winner like once. Like, I don't recall. We talked
about this last week. He literally just won a game in the 99th minute.
When?
Against Forest, like, fucking 3 weeks ago or something.
NFO?
Just happened. Yeah, he didn't start. He subbed on and won. Wait, dude, your argument is he's not a match winner, and I literally just won that match fucking very recently.
That's a good counterpoint by you.
We talked about this last week.
You're right, we did. I'm having deja vu now. I maintain. I don't know. Yeah, he's divisive because you see so much. He offers so much more than he delivers week on week. I disagree
very strongly. Yeah. I mean, the correlation of him playing well and Liverpool winning is fucking 1-to-1. I mean, he's just been so good this season. And he's been like a little cold recently. Still returns every game. But he's been off recently. Still returns every game. But, you know, if he gets hot again, he'll be good for Raphael.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. You think everyone's going to go Darwin on him? That's fucking clear. But I know I'm and alone. Everyone listening right now, everyone fucking hates him.
Because
DMs of like, oh, he's fucking shit. Oh my God. Blah, blah.
Because you sit there in your fucking ivory tower, never owning him in FPL.
What are you talking about? I own him too.
Do you have him now?
Yeah, dude, you're fucking off. Everything you're saying is just lies. Like, you're just, like, making shit up.
When did you get him in?
I've had him multiple times this season.
Oh, my God. Okay. I feel like I had him forever, and you were always talking about him, how good he was, and he was blanking for me for months. That was back,
like, early in the season when you were like, should I hold him or should I not hold him? And I was always like, yeah, hold him. But eventually, I got him too.
This is when you're going to do the thing at the end of the season of like, how many players did you have? Where it's like, oh, Walsh, you had Darwin for 35 game weeks or something. Yeah, and it's just like, oh, yeah, that sucked because like he just didn't do much. Like he got returned
every game.
Yeah, he got less points than Solanke. Like he was like the seventh best forward and you had him all year. I was like, oh, yeah, that did suck.
Yeah. Good pick. Good pick. Oh, brother.
Morris has more points than him.
Yeah, he starts every game, takes pens.
He didn't start every game because he was bombed out for like... Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he only played like 500 more minutes, but yeah. You know, pens are good. Yada, yada.
Scored less goals than him, has more points than him. Yeah.
Huh? No, Darwin definitely scored more goals than him.
Yeah, no, Morris. Those minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Darwin scored more goals, more assists, but yeah.
Just like Pookie.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I really don't. 1 week punt before wildcard 35. Better to go Elise and bench Haaland or an Everton Palace defender and bench Zabarni?
What do you think about Haaland this week at BHA? Do you need the Brighton Champions League information?
Brighton really have been bad. Very bad. Yeah. I mean, talk about, you know, I was saying earlier that there's not really a beach team, maybe West Ham. I mean, maybe Brighton. I don't know. Not that I think they're like not playing for the coach or there's some fucking like drama or something, but I mean, they just don't score goals and they still concede a lot of goals. Bad combo. I mean, the only reason they drew versus Burnley was one of the most historic own goals of life. You saw that own goal, right?
Yeah.
And like otherwise Burnley just completely outplayed them. Burnley. I don't know what to make of Brighton.
I feel like you want to start Haaland if you have him.
Yeah, I think you want to start him. Yeah. And I expect him to start. I mean do they have the late turnaround or the early turnaround for UCL? Like, are they on the City? On Wednesday or Thursday? Are they on Wednesday?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I guess a day matters a little bit.
A little bit, but...
Yeah.
Actually, they don't even fucking play until forever. Because they have an FA Cup game. They, you know, they don't double. They play
FA Cup this weekend. That's right.
Yeah, they play fucking Thursday.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
So that's also tough because he could just, like, get injured in the FA Cup or something and then you just have him in your team until Thursday and there's no way of you knowing, but
Yeah.
I think you want to start him. I agree with you. I mean, it's a good fixture. They have to win every game. I don't know. Everyone's saying the title race is over, but you know, they still have to win every game for it to be over. Like, I expect him to start and probably score, even though he's also been bad. I mean, that 10-pointer was a fucking scam of all scams. That own goal.
Yeah, I mean, he just hit a very off-target shot attempt off a fucking face that went in, and then he just got a pen when he should have been subbed off like 20 minutes earlier, and he got a haul, but that happens, you know?
That happens. Pens are good. Pens are overpowered.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even thinking about them playing FA Cup on the weekend after playing a midweek Champions League on Thursday, it's just, I think you're overthinking it if you're trying to five-head of when is Haaland going to, like, he's going to probably play every game till the end of the season unless he's not fit.
Just like last year.
Yeah, and he's going to manage his minutes by nature of a lot of these games are going to be destroying the enemy by 60 and then they just subs him. So he'll play like half hours less than other games, right? So
yeah, and also the FA Cup game is the quick turnaround, not the Premier League game. Like the FA Cup game is it's Wednesday Madrid, Saturday Chelsea.
Yeah.
But then they don't play at Brighton until Thursday. Like
he's bobbing nailed for that game. And Sergio Gomez game and everyone.
Yeah, I mean it depends if how much Pep cares about, you know, winning that cup again, which he tends to care about it. But either way, even if he starts the Chelsea game, fucking normal 4 days off before the Brighton game, he's definitely going to start that game.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Some other questions. Parmo said Garnacho versus Bruno for the run-in. Plotty also said, should I be worried about Garnacho's minutes this week home to Chef U with the halftime sub? I don't know what the hell that sub was. Has there been news on that? Was it injury or something?
I mean, he was like throwing him under the bus. And
he was?
I mean, afterwards, the Ten Hagening, he was just talking about like...
He's like their best player.
Yeah, I mean, Ten Hag answers to no man, I guess. He just says whatever the fuck he wants. It's ridiculous. But...
And the answer is Bruno, either way.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clearly Bruno, I think.
Very clearly Bruno.
He's been four homes
for his life, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have four homes in the next six. You know, pens are back on the menu. He's kind of falling into goals again. And, you know, he's on a hot run. Like, he's been returning every game for a while now. And, you know, I mean, I think Hodgelands is also an interesting one. Like, they have Chef U, Burnley, Palace, Arsenal, Newcastle, Brighton. I mean, there are a lot of goals in those games outside of the Arsenal game.
Trying to just catch lightning in a bottle. Like, he had that run before.
Yeah.
Which means to me, like, he can do it again. Will he? I have no fucking idea. But it's worth the risk, I think.
I think to me, it's like, he's very comparable to N.Jackson of just, you know, these are very flawed teams and individuals.
Yeah.
You know, who do you want to, you know, roll dice and gamble with?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one of them could get 45 points in these five games, and one of them can get 6 points in those five games.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like a pick your poison, but...
I like N.Jackson more, for the record. I just think the attack works a lot better. More consistent.
Yeah, and I think Hodgeland is a much better individual player than N.Jackson.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's how I see the two of them.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the fixtures matter. Chelsea have an extra fixture.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing going, but...
It's close, though. I mean, it's not close. Clear either way, I don't think, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Plotty also said, is Muniz a hold at home versus Liverpool?
I mean, it depends what you're trying to do there. Like, if he's a starter, it
doubling, doesn't look good. But yeah, exactly. It's not ideal, but fine.
This is what we were talking about with Muniz. Yeah. I mean, this is what we were talking about Muniz earlier, where, you know, their aways are so bad and their homes, you know, their performances. And, you know, he probably should have scored against Western. He did not. But they only have one good home game for the rest of the season, home Palace 35. And it looks rough. Like, there was a lot of stress on the home Newcastle game where they blanked and did nothing in game week 32 because people were talking about bringing him in, like, a little bit earlier. You know, they had NFO.
I think a lot of people did bring him in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, you know, he's rolling off three lengths in a row and he still looks fine, like, looks good.
Yeah.
And also, he's he plays for fucking Fulham, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't need money.
He gets such a high quantity of shots, but it's just the aforementioned forwards have the fixtures and they have the doubles and he extra has neither. Fixtures. Yeah, extra fixtures.
Extra fixtures and doubles. Better fixtures.
Yeah, so it's just, I just think he falls too low on the very short list of forwards.
Yeah. But in terms of holding or not hold, I mean, I think you probably have to hold. Like, how is this your problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you could you could easily bench him. He's so cheap.
Bench him, start in Palace, start in Brentham. I mean, maybe they play well at Brentham, at Luton 38. I mean, he could still get points in those three games, you know?
Right. But
it's just Fulham are just such a schizophrenic team. It's so difficult to predict.
Yeah, their season is also kind of over. I mean, again, I'm not trying to say they're like beached or whatever the fuck, but they don't have anything to play for, obviously. I mean, he kind of maybe does more than anyone else because he's trying to be like, I'm the fucking team's number nine for next season. But
yeah, that's fair.
You know, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, they fucking were dominated West Ham. Fucking Hogel back on the menu.
Yeah. Are they going to keep Milv next year?
There's got to be, people have to be interested in him, right? And we know he's a little bit of a backstabbing fucker who will leave on the first flight out of there.
He's going to go back to Everton for increased wages.
He could do it. Yeah, I wouldn't be that shocked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
But there might be like so many managers moving this season. It's like more than probably ever have seen.
Yeah.
Off-season, I mean.
Yeah. You could see like 10 teams changing.
Which is fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Just what a couple other questions. X50 said, is Son even a good pick anymore? I feel like an idiot for holding him this long.
About the sputtenings.
Is he a transfer out in 34? Is that dumb with the doubles upcoming?
What do you, they laid an egg, obviously.
They were
we've been
fucking
complaining
bad.
About them for months. What do you see with them?
They were so bad. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're not going to like it, but I think they really need Rich back.
Yeah.
And Rich will unlock Son, and they'll make the wingers better, too. And he's probably going to be back because they don't play for so fucking long with the blank. I think Son is still a hold.
He wasn't even on the bench. I mean, he might be.
Yeah,
out for
I don't know what happened
year.
With that.
He's been out for a long ass time.
But wasn't he on? I mean, I could be wrong here, but wasn't he on the bench the game before? And then I guess he got re-injured or something like that.
I don't know. I mean,
the Forest game. I think.
I mean, he played 0 minutes in the Forest game, and then he played 8, 5, and 10 minutes in the three games previously. Like, he subbed on in stoppage time.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But either way, I mean, I still think Son's a hold. I mean, maybe I'm just being stupid, blinded by good times with Son earlier in this season and for the last fucking decade, but he's just not the type of player that I want to sell before two doubles. And even the Liverpool game, I'm like, yeah, Son scoring in that game. I've seen that a million times. I don't know. Are you off them now? Are you running for the hills?
No, I mean, I'm definitely worried, but I know myself. I mean, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to get rid of him. I'm going to start him for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But like, I can see him blanking every game for the rest of the year also. Like, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
They're
a mess.
They've looked horrible for a very long time. And like, we've been talking about that, and we stand by Son because of his quality and the previous, but you know, they just haven't looked like a cohesive, coherent unit at all for fucking long ass time.
I know. It seems like he like doesn't know what the midfield's supposed to be. You know, I feel like back to back games, he's like, so, or maybe it was the West Ham game that I'm confusing with. He like subbed all three midfielders by like 60 minutes. He's just like, I just need to fucking change everything.
Yeah, I mean, Basuma's a problem for me. Like, he seems
so inconsistent.
to be He just seems to be the worst player every time I watch them.
I think sometimes he's fucking amazing, but sometimes every eight games
he's great, and then the other seven games he's so bad, and he has to get subbed, or he's the reason why they're not functioning, and the balance is just not there. And it feels like, you know, there's all that preseason stuff where he's like, "I want you to be the captain." It's like, dude, like he's just not good. Like I think he's just not a good player, and he's brain dead. He gets red cards. Like he's just bad, I think, and when it's like him and Bentancur, it's just, I mean, it's just, I feel like I hate Hoge. I'm just like, fucking play Hoge. Like
I know, he's solid. He's just solid.
Like, he knows where he's supposed to be. Like, he'll shuttle run up and down. He listens to
instructions. Like, he's a fitness monster.
Like, he'll keep it going. He'll stay within himself. Like,
yeah, I'm kind of with you.
This is the
there.
Kind of thing where in the past where it's like, they are so bad that playing Hoge is just so detrimental because they need someone else there. Now it's just like everyone else is good and they need someone, like
they need what's the thing they always say on an infield rap? It's like you need like eight people to carry the piano and three people to play it or whatever. Like Hoge is the perfect guy to carry a fucking piano. Like that's his lifelong dream.
Yeah. Like they're playing BJ and Sun and they have like if they're playing GLC or Bent like Matto. I mean, there are plenty of guys like he can just stay in his zone and he won't go on an adventure and do something insane or do a like red card. And dude, Werner's a problem. Like, I'm sorry, but he's not good enough. Like, he should not be starting for this team.
Yeah. Well, also, Matto's been bad.
He was better this game.
I think the problem with Werner is almost BJ in a way, because like BJ has to start. He's been
the
like their most
with
productive.
Werner.
No, but seriously, BJ's been their most productive winger.
Definitely.
He has to start for sure.
Absolutely.
He's just, Timo's just a worse version of the exact same player. They both like can't really participate in build up. They both just run fast, try and get behind the defense. They both can't play in possession system at all. Where Spurs are like trying to dominate possession in all of these games, usually successfully doing it, but then they're getting broken on.
Yeah. Yep.
They're like down two possession players and their midfield's not functioning. Yeah. It just seems like a little bit of a mess. I don't know.
Well,
Van de Ven was all over the fucking place.
Well, yeah, it also feels to me like he's just doing square pegs, round holes where he's like, this is my system, God damn it. Instead of looking at the players and being like, oh shit, I can't do this because this doesn't work. Like, yes, he should just not play this system and he should play with BJ and Sun this pace and, you know, play an extra midfielder and get more control and do like Kulusevski should be in the 11. He just needs to not play
on the
wing.
He should be in the 11
like,
for sure.
For sure. He's for sure in their best 11. He's by a lot one
Absolutely.
Of their best 11
like
players.
Him to Timo is ridiculous. Like that,
it's not
he's
close.
So much
but
better
if you
than
put
Timo.
Him over there at Timo and ask him to do the same, he's going to be worse than Timo, which is astonishing. Yeah. Because Timo's really bad at doing anything. So it's like, he just needs to fucking do something differently.
And he didn't even sub on, right? I don't think he subbed on. But
which
that was
is like,
for Sun early.
Yeah.
Which is also
and then
like,
it's,
what
I
the
mean,
fuck.
It's also back to like the midfield balance where like sometimes Sar plays and sometimes GLC plays.
But also, Sun is getting away with it
Sun's
in this conversation.
No, I agree with you.
He's a bad center forward. He's just a really good player. So sometimes he does something amazing or whatever. But like, he's very much not a center forward. I mean,
I agree.
He can't do anything with his back to goal.
Yeah, I agree.
He's just not a very good distributor either. I mean, he tries to not pass. Like, his ideal game is, don't get me the ball unless I'm in the box.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. A little bit of a mess. But, you know, it's his first season. I'm sure they'll sell a bunch of guys, figure some shit out.
It'll be interesting to see what the squad looks like next year and what the prices are next year.
It's also going
to
be interesting to see how the end of their season goes. Because their fucking fixtures are Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Burnley, City, Sheffield.
Yeah.
And it sort of seems like the book
they
is
get
out.
6 points.
The book might be out a little bit on like how they're trying to play with these cast of characters.
Yep.
And they could lose all those games, and everyone's like,
Sheffield, but
you know what I mean. But you know, and then Villa win, they beat Arsenal. All of a sudden, Villa look like they're in control for fourth place, and just kind of interesting how it, everything's been flip-flopping.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's it, man.
Okay.
We'll do our teams on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, my team, I don't even give a shit. I feel like I need to spend, like, a month on creating, like, a huge, enormous Darwin-related thing.
Yeah.
Like a lecture presentation.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing that's hard for me is, like, in real life, he does so many things that are fucking amazing for Liverpool that you don't get points for in fantasy. So that also definitely colors where I'm coming from. Like, there's so many goals all season that come from him, like, taking two center backs to the left and Diaz comes in from the right, or vice versa with Mo. And it's like, you don't get points for that. But in my head, watching the game, I'm like, oh my God, Darwin is so fucking good. That was incredible. You know? So that's also a hard thing to separate out for me.
Yeah, I mean, he's also still really young, but it's just, you know, watching him play and then seeing what the output is on the score sheet does not compute, and it's not compatible. And that's, like, the main frustration to me.
Yeah.
So it's like, is he going to take a step forward and actually marry the two, or is he going to turn into a better version of Timo, basically?
Oh, come on. He's already much better.
Well, yeah, but, like, is that what he's going to be? Like, is he going to just be, you know, this?
Well, yeah, most players who are 24 improve. A lot of,
he's improved from last year for sure by a lot.
So many changes that are going to happen at Liverpool. That I think put that into question more than it normally would if Klopp was just staying. Yeah. You know, like, Mo might be gone. They have to start planning on post-Virgil, post-Robbo, new manager. You know, so there's going to be a lot of... And you know, there's also, like, Diaz rumors, all this shit. So, you know.
Yeah. Because I mean, the other thing, too, with him is, like, which isn't fair to him, but he's worse than Mane, he's worse than Bob. I'm just like, God damn it. Like, where are they? I miss them. Like, Bess also plays for me. Like, where I wish you were just either of them and you're worse than both of them.
Yeah.
And that's annoying because Mo's still there. Like, what's going on there, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, maybe when he's 28, 29, he'll be putting Mane numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Because when Mane was his age, she barely ever got to double-digit goals. I think he... You know, maybe once or twice got like 10 or something. Like, he got 10, 11, 13, 10 at his age, even when he was on Liverpool. You know.
Yeah, but he was so fucking awesome.
I know. Memory is tough, you know. And it's a tricky thing, you know.
Yeah.
And Bob is like one of the best footballers I've ever seen, right? Like, his skills are just incredible.
Yeah, he's
can't quantify the things that Bob does.
Yeah.
And he's probably never had a season with as many goals plus assists as Darwin's having this season.
That's possible.
I mean, it's likely.
He's had seasons where he's had so many more FPL points.
I don't even know. Wasn't he like kind of low?
Dude, Darwin has 120 fucking points.
But wasn't Bob like 150-ish every year?
No, I think he had a 200 point here or there. I think.
Oh, he did?
I don't know. I would say.
I guess it was tricky because they always switched him from forward and mid and all that dumb shit. And, you know,
that's confusing.
I wish there was an FPL. Imagine if this website was a fucking real website and had a history or like any sort of like stats page where I could just be like, when a player leaves the league, they don't exist in the game anymore. You cannot find their page.
No, it's good. They have a lot of official partners that sponsor the website.
Well, the partners are good. Yeah, the partners are good. That's fair.
Hublot is the official timekeeper. Did you know that?
I don't know what that is.
I'm telling you, they're the official timekeeper.
I know, but what is it? Is it
Hublot?
Watch company or something?
I hope so. They're keeping the time.
Well, they got to keep the time.
Yeah, it's good.
We actually got 3 new signups. 3 anus slaps. Late Jokes season anus slaps.
Jokes on them.
Get in. 3 new signups. Thanks, guys. Imad, Shanuda, Laszlo Kezer, and just Bob. Speaking of Bob, maybe it's fucking the Bob. Who knows?
He's bored in his retirement. He's just like all these fucking clowns. He's definitely bored.
I don't know if he even fucking plays in that country. He doesn't
speak English. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's true. He probably doesn't. Yeah.
He already forgot it.
All right, bro. So we'll be back Thursday pod, Friday live stream, the usual. See you there. See you tomorrow. Any last words?
See you tomorrow. Yeah, see you tomorrow, dog.
Check us out at fmlvl.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlvl. Support us. patreon.com/fmlvl. Subscribe, rate, view, share.
Sports Social Podcast Network.